Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Headphones On Podcast, episode 34. I'm Dina.
I'm Millie.
Today, we're going to discuss our favorite tracks from the new wave, dark wave genres. We have a corresponding playlist to this episode, and you can find it on our Instagram highlights and stories at headphones on underscore, TikTok at headphones on underscore, and our Twitter at underscore headphones underscore on. There, you'll also find links to previous episodes and playlists. Feel free to hit follow on all the above to stay in touch with us. Let's get into it.
Well, I'm really excited for this episode. We're both
Yeah.
fans of New Wave.
Dark wave.
Leave it to Morticia
You're welcome.
All right. Okay. All right. What is New Wave?
It's a musical genre that covers styles from the late 70s and 80s. It's considered lighter than and more melodic than most than punk, like its predecessor. It was originally used as an umbrella for the various styles of music that emerged after punk rock, including punk itself and many popular music styles of the era, like power pop, synth pop, alternative dance, and dark wave, which I will talk about later in this episode.
Yep, and some of the characteristics of the genre include the use of electronics, mainly the synthesizer, of course, because it's the dominant musical instrument, along with quirky guitar riffs. Some of the songs have a more catchier, energetic mood. Some are a little bit more slow and somber. And you really cannot forget the music videos of that time, from the sets to the fashion, which might be making a comeback. I don't know. I don't
I
know.
think so, maybe.
Maybe, right? Everything
What
comes
isn't?
back. What
It's
is
all
it?
back.
It's all back.
All
It's
back.
all back. All right. What was the first new wave artist or group that you've ever loved?
I think I'd have to say either like the Smiths or New Order. I don't really know when I heard either of them for the first time. Actually, that's hard because I don't remember a time before New Wave. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was just like one day I didn't know about it, and the next day I was obsessed with it as a kid. So I don't know. But let's just say for this exercise, let's say a New Order.
Yeah. I
Yeah.
feel the same
What about
way.
you?
For me, it's Depeche Mode,
Yes. Oh gosh, yes.
which is a really formative band for me. It's what made me fall in love with New Wave because I grew up on New Wave. It's
Yeah.
one of my favorite music genres. And I remember being a kid and listening to certain songs and adults asking me, like, "You're really young. How do you know the song?"
Yeah.
Right? Like, I remember
Yeah.
them being shocked that I knew the words to Everything Counts. Because, I mean, that's really old. That's from their first album.
That's a
But
good song, though.
yeah.
Nice. Okay, let's get into our picks. Millie, what's up first?
Okay. So there's going to be songs on my side of the playlist that I'm not going to mention here just for time.
Okay.
And all of our playlists are extended anyway, so you'll forgive me. But I thought it would be appropriate to begin with a few pioneers of the genre from the late 70s. So, coming up first is Moving in Stereo by The Cars off their self-titled debut album released in 1978. This album is really special to me because you always remember who gave you music. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you do.
You do. And this album was a gift from a boy who was one of my best friends. We were kids, we were probably 12 or 13, and he gave me the cassette, which I still have. I'm
Oh.
sentimental. I'm not going to part with it, but.
Actually, I take that back. I got a mixtape and I couldn't tell you who it was from. I
Really?
actually have a really bad memory. So, yes, like you have a
Aw.
great memory. Yeah, I know. They didn't sign their name or anything in there, but I love the mixtape.
I love a mixtape. Make
Yeah.
more mixtapes. Okay, that's the love language is the mixtape.
Truly.
Yeah, I think his older brother gave it to him. He had great taste in music. So this album, it has hits upon hits. The Cars are Greg Hawkes, Elliot Easton, David Robinson, Benjamin Moore, and Rick Ocasek. They formed in Boston in 1976, emerging from the early new wave scene of the time. They're also considered pop rock, soft rock, lots of guitar with synthesizer. I always found them to be a bit quirky, like they're very
Yeah.
rockabilly.
Yeah.
And they did kind of dress like these 50s car salesmen with like their
Yes.
loud jackets and slim ties,
Yeah.
like Cheap Trick in a way. They look like a bunch of perverts. I mean this in the best possible way, but
Well, it doesn't help that like Rick Ocasek didn't. He's just kind of an odd-looking guy. He was so thin and tall and just, I don't
and then
know.
you add these jackets to the mix. I
Yeah.
don't know. I don't
Yeah. Not
know.
my favorite, like, but you know, Drive was one of my favorites by them, but
It's so good. So good. Great album. Next up is Hanging on the Telephone by Blondie off of Parallel Lines, 1978. And of course, I was going to mention Blondie, pioneers of new wave, formed in NYC in 1974. The founding members were lead singer Debbie Harry and guitarist Chris Stein. This was tough for me because I was going to mention their debut album because it's my favorite, but I chose Parallel Lines because it's, to me, it's just so iconic. It had the most hits. Critics praised it. And I think what I love about that album is that it combined so many genres. It had punk, it had disco, pop, rock, funk, even rap. Like they do it all. It really is this little work of art of an album. I picked Hanging on the Telephone because it was my ringtone for a few years because I'm lame. Very lame, but I was in my 20s.
Oh, that's
But just pick
amazing.
it was. But just pick a hit. All the songs are really great. And side note, I just love how Debbie Harry was this vixen, looking so good in the Halston and the slinky slap is,
Oh
strappy
yeah, she was a
dresses.
babe.
She was a babe, and she had these heels and full beat, just hanging out with these scumbags at the CBGB.
Yeah, totally
Like
like.
it's just like a bunch of like hanging out with a bunch of punks, and she didn't try to
Yeah.
fit in. She was a model and a Playboy bunny, and it was like, I don't care what you think, screw you. I'm still a punk icon.
Which is so punk, like you don't have to fit in, you know, you just can
Yeah,
look how
she's
you want to
like,
look. She had the attitude.
exactly. She was like, I'm not gonna change how I look. So
Right.
take it or leave it. I keep meaning to read her memoir because I'm sure it should be very interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Moving along to She's Lost Control by Joy Division off of Unknown Pleasures, 1978. Nine. English band formed in 1976, considered post-punk early new wave. Sadly, they were only active for a few years after the passing of lead singer Ian Curtis in 1980. The group shortly reformed to New Order, who is also on my list. I have to recommend to everybody that you listen to Closer. It was their last album. It's really powerful, dark wave. Almost this goth album, and it's hauntingly beautiful. Like The Eternal is my favorite song. And it kind of gives you a sense of what Ian Curtis was probably feeling at the time. I don't know. I love Joy Division.
Yeah, oh, same. They're amazing.
So good. I'm gonna pair these next three groups together because they're all Cali bands. So first is Unable by Suburban Lawns, off of their self-titled debut album in 1981. So they were formed in 1978 in Long Beach, and they're these like really cool art school kids. And I think this song is so catchy. I really love it. One of their videos was featured in the early days of SNL, and it was one of their songs called Gidget Goes to Hell. And apparently it was directed by Jonathan Demme, and you guys could see this video on YouTube. I'm not sending you to YouTube. I won't.
Yes, you are.
But, hey, I just love that YouTube has all this archival footage
It
available
is
for all of
good.
us to look at and enjoy.
It's an
So if you want to
education.
see it, it's definitely an education. Maybe you might not like that, but it's okay. Sadly, they didn't stick around too long. It's a common thing among these bands that I'm going to mention, but I just think it's such a fun album, really ahead of its time. I recommend listening to the entire thing from top to bottom. Some of the other songs are Gossip, Pioneers, and Janitor. It's a very arty, avant-garde album. And what I love, like the lead singer always reminded me of Jennifer Connelly in Labyrinth.
Oh God, I love her. She's beautiful.
She's gorgeous. So I don't know. She kind of has that air about her. All right. Next up is Lazy by The Nuns off their self-titled album, 1988. This song is a little creepy, but I freaking love it. They're Post-punk, like I think post-punk, yeah, from San Francisco, and they formed in 1975. Side note, I love the cover of this album. I'm gonna digress because we always do.
Yeah, no, say it.
And because it's very early 80s, I don't know. The cover reminds me of a movie by Pedro Almodóvar called Dark Habits. And it's
Okay.
about a nightclub singer who gives her boyfriend heroin and he dies of an overdose.
Jesus.
And she's scared that the cops are going to arrest her, so she hides out in a convent. And things get wild. The nuns are probably freakier than she is. They're all drug addicts. Like, you and I are both Catholic girls. I had to shower right after seeing this.
Oh,
Because
stop, really?
it makes you think, like, is this what really happens behind closed doors at these convents where these sisters, well, they're nuns, they're not sisters, there's a difference. But it's just freaked me out. Like, it's a fun movie. I do,
See,
everybody
I'm
watch it.
so well, any Almodóvar movie is like amazing, but also kind of heartbreaking. But can you, like, I don't want to say innocent, like, I'm not naive. I know what happens in the world. But every time I think of nuns, which I absolutely love nuns, I love a convent, I love the habits, like, I love all of it. I love the
We love the whole
sisterhood,
thing. We love the
the
whole
whole thing.
thing.
So for me, I'm this like silly person with her head in the clouds. It's like, oh, 100%, it'd be fun to be a nun, just all like just women, we're helping each other and hanging out. Could you imagine if I was a novice and I show up to this convent and they're all doing drugs? I would cry. I would just cry. I'm like, I don't do drugs. Like, I can't
Yes,
hang
but in
out with
this
you.
movie, the mother superior is a heroin addict and falls in love with her.
I could not, like, I'm sorry. I can barely handle it when like somebody has a slight addiction to anything. Like, I would not make a good partner if you had an addiction. Like, I can't handle that. I think I would cry.
I mean,
I'm
it
so
just.
straight-laced sometimes. I surprise myself.
You, I don't even drink.
I
Oh my
know.
gosh. It's not that I don't drink. Well, we're not going to get into that, but
Yeah.
it's a really, actually, I'm just going to recommend that you watch this movie. It's just
I
really
will.
outrageous. And
I love his
it
movies.
just, it makes you look at convents differently. Cause you think that I've been to convents where they make cookies and they'll sell you cookies and they'll give it to you
Exactly.
and the roll door. Some of them I think make wine.
Oh,
I could be wrong.
I'd be there. I would be crushing those grapes for sure. That would be a
I
convent that I'd like to
visit,
go.
yeah. I
Yeah.
visit one in Spain that sold cookies, and the cookies were amazing.
Oh yeah.
But it crossed my mind. I'm like, what's really going on in there? Like,
Could you imagine?
never mind.
I'm gonna stay in blissful like fantasy land in my head. Everybody's happy. It's all roses and like supportive women and like, you know, talking about feelings and like, you know, having a book club and knitting
And
together.
knitting.
That's what, knitting and baking.
That's not what
Yeah.
goes on in this film, Dina. I
Still,
don't
well,
know.
I'm
I
not
don't
gonna,
know.
I don't know. I don't know too much. It's gonna ruin it for me. Leave me alone. I love nuns. Don't ruin their image. Don't ruin it.
No, I was shaken to the core, which means
That's
you
okay.
need to
Then
be
I can't
shaken.
watch
Then
it.
you need to be
No.
shaken to the core. You need to follow me. You need to watch this. That's it.
Oh.
No, I'm not gonna have that knowledge all by myself.
I'll read the like Cliff's notes of it. That's what I'll do. I don't want to see it. I'll read about it and then I'll understand your plight.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you guys for indulging us. Moving on to more 80s stuff. Never Say Never, Romeo Void, off of Benefactor, 1982. Romeo Void, again, new wave band, also from San Francisco. And the lead singer is Deborah Lyle, and I love her voice. Love her voice. This song was a major hit. It was part of many film soundtracks, video games. It got a revival off of Grand Theft Auto. And you kind of can't forget this song. You know, it has this funky bass and with this really like amazing sax.
Yeah.
I think it's very X-Ray Specs influenced. I could be
Yeah.
wrong, but it's amazing. I love the song.
I love it too. And it's funny that they're both Debbie, like Debbie Harry and Deborah. So who
Yeah.
knows?
Yeah.
Just, you always wonder, like, who would have made it further, you know?
It's, yeah, sadly,
Because
a lot of
unfortunately,
these groups
they're like,
from the early days,
we don't have
yeah.
room for two blondes named Deborah. Only one can win.
No, Deborah wasn't a blonde. She was a brunette.
Deborah Lyle? You know
Deborah
what I'm
Lyle was a
thinking? I'm
brunette.
thinking of another music video. Never mind.
Well, you can she really, I don't know. I was talking to a friend of mine and he was like, she, I wasn't, when I saw the video, I wasn't expecting her to be the one singing this. I'm like, no, is this about her weight? Like,
Oh, yeah, I was not. Yes. Yes. Okay.
but I love it. I love it. It's a really, really good song. Seconds by the Human League off of Dare 1981, because you cannot have a new wave episode without mentioning the Human League. Dare is on every best album list, and it's known to be one of the greatest new wave albums of all time. I'm telling you. And I can hear everybody's just singing right now. Don't you want me, baby? Okay. No. No,
You don't want to
but
hear me sing this with this sinus stuff because I'm gonna sound awful. I'll sing it to you later.
stop. I was sniffling all throughout the last episode.
It's gonna
Like
be
they,
me.
I don't know what it is. I think our allergies.
It's the weather.
Is it
It's
the weather for
I
you?
yeah, it's because it's been nothing but like, which I love foggy weather. I loved it, but like my allergies did not. And I have three animals that I'm allergic to. So, you know, like, why not? Why?
Dina.
I know. I can't help it. I just keep adopting them. Like, I hate myself. Just kidding.
But they're too freaking cute,
They're
so.
so cute. That's what happens. They have cute faces, and I just can't say no. But,
Well.
anyways, back to Egypt.
Right,
Back to
Human League.
singing. Yeah.
Right, no, but Seconds to me is the best song. I
Yeah.
don't think it was ever released as a single, probably because it's a little unsettling, because you have like this electronic synth masterpiece along with these dark lyrics about the Kennedy assassination.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Listen, hear it out and let me know. Age of Consent by New Order off of Power, Corruption, and Lies, 1983. My favorite New Order album from their vast discography. I mean, well, it is considered one of the greatest albums of the 80s. And it has tons of electronic tracks, heavy on the synthesizer. And this album is full on New Order in every sense. There's zero elements of Joy Division that lingered in their earlier work. And Age of Consent is my favorite track. The lyrics are smart. The beat is infectious and playful. I can't, you cannot play this song. I'm gonna start dancing.
No,
It's
it's really good. No, New Order is
like.
amazing. The song is amazing. It is a very like you as soon as you hear those first few bars, you know what it is. Like it's
You know,
unmistakable. It's
it's
unmistakable,
unmistakable.
right?
It's one of those.
Yeah, I love it.
Love it. And next up is The Metro by Berlin off of Pleasure Victim 1982. I have this album and I love this album. I think Terry Nunn is the coolest. Berlin was formed in Los Angeles 1978, and they're new wave darlings. They had major hits. I mean, major. And even Terry Nunn said that this is the song that kind of defined Berlin and defined that period of music, which is very true. It's this wonderful, I don't know. I think it's just everything that's wonderful about the new wave genre. It just
Yeah.
speaks volumes and stops you in your tracks. One of those that you can't mistake it.
I agree.
Next up, my favorite. Is
And
Never
mine.
Let Me Down Again. And yours, right? Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Never Let Me Down Again by Depeche Mode off of Music for the Masses, 1987. And if you listen to just one track off of my selection, it needs to be this one.
I
Like
agree.
Music for the Masses is my favorite Depeche Mode album. I would say my top 10 favorite albums of all time.
Wow.
It might even be top five. It's that good for me. Like,
Wow. Okay.
it's that good. It's very influential, experimental. Just changed my perception of what music could sound like. It was just way ahead of its time. And at a very early age, I knew I was listening to something that was really special.
I tried
I'm
to see
constant.
them
Yeah.
when they
You
came to
did?
town, but the tickets
I
for
missed
like
them.
Upper Bowl was like 300 something. I was like, I'm okay.
No, it was, yeah, it's a lot. We're going to discuss concerts later because I just,
Yeah, there's a
it's,
lot.
there's a lot. It's a lot. But I'm constantly revisiting music for the masses. I just love it. Listen to the entire thing, front to back, top to bottom. And I'm just going to say, side note, no one rocks a crop top like David Gang. Should we do a
Of
reel
him
or a
in crop
carousel
tops?
of
Do
him, of
it.
Dave
Of
and
him
his
crop
crop
top.
tops?
Do it. I say do it.
I mean, in honor of the new wave episode, I think we should do it.
I say let's see that tummy. Let's see that belly.
All right, we're gonna do it. I have enough images, Dina.
Jesus, you collect these images?
I
Oh, God bless you. That's amazing. Bless you. That is
haven't,
so
I'm like,
good.
I saw him, yeah, because I've seen him live with several crop tops, and I think that's his thing.
I mean,
I
because
think that's his thing.
it's good when you're performing. I
Well,
think it keeps your body heat down. I mean, I think that's great.
yeah, honey, but this is 80s. I don't know if he does that now. Anybody that's seen Depeche Mode live, can you tell me if David Gann still wears a crop tops?
Can you confirm?
Can you confirm for us?
Confirm or deny? Please, thanks.
I say that he doesn't wear it. I say that he switched the crop top for black muscle tanks.
Oh, that makes sense too. Yeah, as you get older, maybe you're just, you're covering up a little bit more. Are you sad
Okay.
about it? Are you sad that he's not wearing crop tops?
No, because it's not 1987. Do you
I
know what
mean, but if you love him in all states of dress.
I do love him. I think his voice is unmistakable.
His voice is good. I love his voice.
We'll take the crop top,
Of
Dina.
course, yeah.
We're definitely going to take the crop top. Okay.
Gosh.
Guys, forgive us. We're a little delirious. Dina's sick, and I probably have like really bad allergies right now. All
Oh,
right, we're gonna
God.
push through. We're gonna
We're
push
gonna
through.
do
I'm
it.
sorry.
We can
We're
do
gonna do
it.
it. All right. Next is My Kingdom by Echo and the Bunnymen off of Ocean Rain 1984. I am a major Bunnymen fan, and I'm actually wearing a sweatshirt right now as we
Aw,
speak. It
that's
was not
really
planned.
cute.
It
That's really
wasn't
sweet.
planned. I've been wearing it this whole, actually this entire month. It's been cold. But I love them.
Been cold
It's
like what,
actually
70 degrees?
for like a minute, Dina.
70
It's
degrees.
64 to be exact, but okay.
No, I
We're
understand. Listen, I understand. You guys are not used to it. It is rough. It is hard.
to this.
No.
This
No.
is hard. Oh. But I still have to tell you, I broke out my 50/50s yesterday. I did.
See? Good.
I
Good.
did. They're
Good.
back. The moment I'm like, wait, it's gonna hit, wait, it's gonna hit 55, busting out them 50/50s.
I like that though.
I have
I don't
to.
know. I don't know what I would do if I lived in the South. I would cry. I would cry like in I just got another vintage fur. Like, could you imagine me living somewhere warm all the time? No. That would be awful.
I think, yeah, your wardrobe would be completely different. But
Yeah.
that's what I would wear if I was living in Chicago. And I just
Yeah.
think that colder weather lends out to more sophisticated wardrobe.
Yeah,
Is
I
that, am I
like that.
crazy?
No,
I mean,
I also really like the winter. I really like it cold. Maybe it's because I'm 40. Maybe it's because I'm
see.
not cold 24/7. No, I am. All my friends are so cold. They're freezing. They sleep in socks. I used to sleep in socks, and now, like, I don't know if it's since it'll be 10 years since I've been married and adopting three animals, but I'm always so hot. I've never been hot and like until I got married, so maybe it's my husband's fault.
No, I get cold in the summer in Miami. I know everybody's like,
AC's crazy. No, but AC's insane there, that's why.
they're like, get this girl out of here. She's crazy. But it's true. I sleep with socks. I get cold all the time. I can't take it. Like, I
Yeah,
don't think I'd
because
be able to take Chicago, and I don't think you'd be able to take Miami. We
I
should swap.
you know, look, okay, when I was in Miami, I think the thing that bothered me the most was that every time I'm in Florida, I think the thing that bothers me the most is the AC. And I understand it, but there shouldn't be that such like such drastic temperature differences between the outside and inside. Like that's insane. It should not be like a tundra. Like I don't want to carry a sweater around everywhere with me.
It's the
And I
worst.
have to do that when I'm in Florida. It's
You do.
crazy. Yeah,
Yeah.
because I get it, outside's gross, but like freezing everything off on the inside.
Yeah.
Anyways, I can't retire there as an old lady. I'll just stick to the snow. I'll be fine.
No, I'm kind of afraid of cold weather.
No,
I'm
it's
gonna, don't
okay.
worry, I will see snow someday. I will, I
One
promise.
day I know. Maybe in Florida, because who knows what else? Who knows?
Oh,
Who
because
knows what could happen?
oh, you mean the apocalypse because the world is ending? Yeah.
Apocalypse, the weather, it's all the above. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Maybe it'll be sooner than later. God willing, it hits me right in the head and I don't have to deal with any of it.
Yeah,
Just
take
not
us
trying.
out. Just take us
Not
out.
trying. My husband and I always talk about it. He's like,
Take us out, but take the white feminist out first.
he goes, you don't know. Maybe you're gonna have this like will to survive. I'm like, no, I don't have a will to survive. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm like, I'm just gonna bow out gracefully, be like, I'm gonna have everybody else can have a turn. They
No,
can
if
try.
I'm telling you right now, if it was the Handmaid's Tale, we'd be in the colonies. Like, we'd be shoveling.
Oh,
If
100% we'd be shoveling. I can bake. I can bake. And we can't have kids. So, like, we're
we can't have
not.
kids.
No,
So,
we're gonna
no.
be with the poisons.
We're yes, that's where they're gonna put us. If we're lucky, we get to be hostesses. Because
Ew, no, no.
we can't strip, but
No, but
we could be
also,
hostesses in the rich people's restaurants. I don't know where they would put us.
guess what? No, because we're also in our 40s, we would be out digging ditches. Come on, Billy, be
Yes.
real. We'd be digging ditches. I don't care how good we look for our age. We're digging ditches.
We're too cute to dig a ditch. I'm sorry. I would say let's go to the nuns, but they're all on heroin.
No, they're
Don't
all the nuns, according to you and Pedro, are all on drugs.
They're all
So
on drugs.
we can't do that either. Oh my God.
Oh, Lord.
Oh man.
Okay. Where are we? Bunny man,
Heartbreak.
damn it. Okay.
Yes.
All right, Echo and the Bunny Man. Okay. I really couldn't decide what song to feature. I featured My Kingdom. The Killing Moon is their classic. It's much more dark wave, much more Dina thing.
Yes.
And they formed in Liverpool, 1978, and they're known for neo-psych elements, which is probably why I love them so much. And if you're into goth, if you are a goth fan, you would love them. I could go on and on about them, but I won't. Next.
I can confirm. Yes, you will love them.
You would love them. They're so cool. Heartbreak Beat by Psychedelic Furs off of Midnight to Midnight, 1987, straight out of British po post-punk scene. The Psychedelic Furs combine pop indie with art rock. They're very unique, and they go through several musical phases throughout their career. I love them because I'm a sucker for sappy love songs,
Yeah.
and they could provide that. For every single 80s movie soundtrack, they could provide you the sappy love song.
100%.
Okay, sadly, Suddenly Last Summer by the Motels off of Little Robbers, 1983. I love the song so much. I love her vocals. The lead singer is Martha Davis, who also wrote the song. Has a really sad backstory, but haunting lyrics, beautiful melody. Love it. Next is West End Girls by Pet Shop Boys. Off of Please 1986. Probably this was one of my first cassettes as a kid. Pet Shop Boys are Neil Tennant and Chris Lowe, and they formed in London in 1981. Like, they're like the synth pop kings to this day. Like, really cool tunes, cool lyrics. Music speaks volumes. We love the Pet Shop Boys. Next, and kind of coming to a close, I've been waiting for Tomorrow all of my life by Dada off of Soul Mining. 1983. Do you like them?
I do. I like that. I mean, the name is great too.
The name is great. The name is insane.
I
I
love it.
think they were really, I think they're the coolest band and they were really underrated. Like,
Yeah.
they have some hits, but I
Yeah.
don't think that they were that popular in the US.
No.
But some people actually consider them to be like the best, you know, but they've had tons of members, like a 60 psych band in good fashion. Matt Johnson is the lead vocalist and is the one consistent member. I think this is such a cool tune. It's killer beat, dark, moody, but still infectious. There's even a little spoken word. I love this. This is a new wave gem, and I might feature it for Lyric Tuesday because it's really cool.
Yeah.
Mad World from Tears for Fears off The Hurting 1983. Gonna end with a bang.
What a depressing bang.
I know. I know.
I love it though. It's gonna segue perfectly into me.
Oh, I have a surprise for you.
Okay.
All right. So Tears for Fears is Kurt Smith and Roland Orzabal. They formed in 1981. This album was way ahead of its time. And there's many wonderful, wonderful covers of Mad Worlds, but to me, none of them compared to the original. It's probably because I like The Hurting so much. It's such an incredible album.
Yeah.
I describe it like really experimental. It's a loose concept album dealing with very powerful themes such as depression, child abuse, psychological trauma. I've been revisiting this album a lot recently, actually, because you know why. I highly recommend it, although it's a very hard and sad listen. I think you would love the whole thing. It's really beautiful. And for me, Tears for Fears music is consistently good. I saw them live and they were wonderful. They were amazing.
Oh, that's nice.
And I have two honorable mentions. So these songs have a dark element that I think would make the ultimate segue to your playlist.
Good. Okay.
So one is Ring of Fire by Wall of Voodoo. It's like another new wave band from Cali. This is a cover that was part of an EP that they released in 1980.
Okay.
I like Far Side of Crazy. It's another cool song of theirs. It's just really nice, melodic, art rock with tons of goth elements. And Down in the Park by Tubeway Army off of Replicas 1979. I love this album. I want this on vinyl. And
Ooh.
Gary Numan is the lead singer. And
Yes.
he's also the founding father of synth pop. He's aged pretty well, I think.
Yeah, he's not, he
I
hasn't
think
done too
he's,
bad.
no,
He
he's
was on
aged
tour
really
once in a
well.
while. I think he was on tour this past year. Yeah.
I like it. It's a dark wave track, bit of goth, and perfect to start your list. So take it away. It's
Awesome.
all you.
Okay. So, like we were saying earlier, dark wave compared to new wave is a broader genre encompassing gloomier members of the new wave scene. So, includes again synthesizers and built songs built around synthesizers and cold wave. So, you hear dark wave and cold wave sometimes like being interchanged, but they're like cold wave is a bit icier. It's like a bit colder. Cooler, detached vocal styles, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm gonna probably be touching on both just because it's me and I'm like the queen of gloom and doom, kind of, but I'm like happy, so it confuses people.
The ones that make you cry.
Yeah, right. All right, so first up, we're gonna have Gallo Dance by Lebanon Hanover's 2013 Tomb for Two. I mean, how perfect is that album title? I mean, come
I
on.
love
Tomb.
them.
They're great, huh?
They're so
So
good.
it's a European post-punk duo of Larissa Iceglass and William Maybelline. They have many, like many great songs. This just again, these are like my top, but this is just kind of what I felt like would all work together on this playlist. But it's a fun genre. Have fun exploring. Next is Motion by Boy Harsher from 2019's Cross Country or Country Girl Uncut. Every time I try to see this band, they sell out. Like, I'm very annoyed by this. I'm happy for them, but I'm annoyed for myself. Like, this cannot be happening. Her vocals are really beautiful. She has a really deep range. It just is. Like you're in the goth club dancing by yourself. It's like a movie montage. You feel powerful. You look hot. That's the vibe of this song.
Have you ever been to a golf club? Because I have.
Yeah. I mean, but really, like, what's a goth club? Because I've been to like goth places.
The thing is, the one I went on the wrong night, and they had an option next to the bar that I guess they could tie you up and spank you.
Oh, wait, you went to a leather bar then.
It's a goth club. But I guess probably it might have been leather bar night.
Yeah, okay. Okay, yeah, probably. You went on leather
And
night.
it was, I mean, the music was fire, I will say that. And no, I
Why?
did
It's
not get
so good.
spanked.
This isn't a nun house with drugs in it. Come on. We don't do drugs in this nun house. We don't get spanked here. Oh my God. Speaking of leather, the next song is, honestly, you're good at segues today. Look at you. The next one is Leather Forever. Leather Forever from
Forever.
Miss Kitten and The Hacker off of 2015's Lost Tracks Volume 1. Miss Kitten is a French artist. She's a DJ, producer, singer, and songwriter. This is kind of like another club classic. Like, it's kind of regained popularity on, I want to say on social media, but don't quote me. I just listen to it a lot, so maybe that's where I'm thinking I hear it. Next is Whirl by Softkill from 2016's Choke. It's a Chicago band, dude. Like, there's a band, there isn't a band. There's some controversy. I didn't do a deep dive, so if you want to research it before you listen, by all means, go ahead. I love this song though. It's a great song. Yeah, I don't know about his stuff. I just realized, like, if I'm gonna dig up everybody's controversies, like, I'm not gonna have anything to listen to or watch
No,
or
we
read.
can't.
No friends, no, like, you know.
Like, we're gonna stop listening to Morrissey. Like, I
Well,
can't
he's
stop
on this
listening to
list. Okay, I
the
was gonna say he's on this
Smiths.
list. But as the Smiths, I actually don't like Morrissey. I like the Smiths.
Same.
That's,
Although
yeah.
I could listen
There's
to
a
a
few
few
songs, but
Morrissey tunes, but no, I'm hardcore Smiths. That's
I
right.
did see him in person, but like
How did he
back,
look?
it was fine. I think he was like complete. I don't know. He probably saw somebody eating a sandwich that had meat in it or something, and like,
Oh.
who knows? But thank God he didn't like leave the stage. I don't know what's happening with him. Actually, the next song, oh my God, your brain is so quick today. The next song is How Soon Is Now by The Smiths off of 1984's Hateful of Hollow compilation. How could I not add this on? A
You have
cover,
to.
right? A cover of this song by Love Spit Love was done for the WB show Charmed, which I used to watch.
Me too.
It's such a beautiful song. I love this song. I like that's just it. The way it opens, the sounds of the guitars, it's just like stretchy and it's like tinny. Oh, I love it. It's
It's the
amazing.
best. It's so
It
good. It's the
is.
best. Yeah.
Next song is Lies in the Eyes of Love by Part Time. It's a 2019 single. Next
Yeah.
is Navy Light by Labyrinth Ear from 2010's single From Oak. Next is Villains of the Moon by Cold Cave from 2011's Cherish the Light Years. And Cold Cave's leads, it's a husband and wife duo, and they tour with like a backing band. I saw
Yeah.
them last year for a like cold, it was called Cold Wave. It was like a goth, dark wave, cold wave music festival. It was like a weekend festival. So I saw them. It was like my second or third time seeing them. I like their earlier stuff a lot better, but the lead singer, Wes, used to be an American, was it American football? It was like a screamo band or something from like
But
the
wait,
90s.
there were a couple, and then they're not. No, they broke
Oh
up.
no, they're still together. They have a
They're
kid
still
now.
together. Okay.
He was from, yeah, American Nightmare. There we go. Okay.
No.
Yep. All right. He's been in a few bands. I like them. I do like their earlier stuff better. They have a cool look. They're very, and I think his wife is from Michigan, so they tour there a lot, which is nice. The next album is, or the next song is Vampiro by French Police off of 2020's Haunted Castle's extended play. It's a fun little song. I mean, vampires. I'm so obvious. Like, this isn't, this is nothing
It's
new.
so good, though.
Nothing new.
Oh.
Yeah, it is good. Next is Shroom by Trust off of 2012's self-titled Trust. So this album is a debut album from Canadian Robert Alphonse. It was produced and co-written by Maya Postupsky of Austria, but she didn't work on any further albums. And right now, Trust is like one of my hands down favorite like artists. I just listen to Trust all the time. I love it. All the stuff is great. It's dark, it's depressing, it's like synthy, it's just all of the above. It's great. Next is Non Ricordi by Il Quadro di Troisi off of 2020 self-titled album. It's an Italian duo of Donato Dozzi and Eva Geist. It's a moody number with Geist speaking and singing over beats, mostly like speak singing. They're really technically not dark wave, but this song just felt kind of dark wave to me, so I put it on here. Pitchfork gave it a 7.5, but I've long since not listened to what Pitchfork says. I could care less.
No,
And I also
you can't go by them.
but I also don't classify music in a rating system either. I like it or I don't like it.
Yeah, I'm the same.
That's it. Like I don't have a, it's a 3.5. No.
No.
Do I like it? Do I not like it?
Yeah.
That's it. Next is I'm God by Clams Casino featuring Imogen Heap off of 2020's instrumental Relics. It's a beautiful song. Clams Casino is such a talented producer. And also the haunting vocals of Heap is like just a smash up. I didn't know that I needed it. It's just so haunting and it's so
You,
big.
oh, I get lost in her voice. Oh.
Oh, it's great.
It's so good. She's so
It's so
good.
haunting, and especially the effects that he put on her voice matched up with the production and the melodies. It just like imagine if you were a nun, okay, and you were doing drugs. And this song comes on. Wow, your belief in God just skyrockets. You know what I mean? You're like, I am God. They're running around the convent like, yeah, I am God. Imogen Heap said so. Anyways, the next song is Care from Say. I think it's SSA, 1985's I Have Seen You Through the Years, worn by different faces from 1981 to 1985. So this is a European band that started off with Lena Walsh on vocals, but was replaced by Inga Shannon in 1984. They were only around for such a short time, but it was a beautiful song. And then next is The Rhythm by Kite off of 2013's EP v either V or 5. And Kite is a Swedish synth pop duo. And again, I saw them at that Cold Wave Weekend Festival in 2022. They opened up for, they're one of the like opening bands for Cold Cave. And they had great energy on stage. Their sound is huge. Sometimes it is very 80s reminiscent. Like Chris loves them. We got home and Chris listened to them like nonstop for months. He just
And
is on
oh, he
board.
hadn't heard them before?
No, that was both of our first times like hearing them.
Yeah.
And
Don't
it's
you love
great.
when that happens? Like when you
I
had
love
no
it.
idea, you just discover a group.
Yeah. Yeah.
To,
Yep.
yeah.
I just like, but The Rhythm is a beautiful song. Some songs by Kite, especially because we saw them live before we like listened to their recorded materials, they just sound like something you would see on like He-Man. You know, like these 80s ballads about like I'll just send you one of the
Oh,
songs. It's really good though, but it just sounds very 80s, which I it's nostalgic for us. I love it.
yeah.
I love it. Yeah. Okay, next is Sour from Void Vision off of 2014's Sub Rosa. This is a 2009 Philly-based project fronted by Shaarivari. Shaarivari's been in like many projects, and this is primarily like her in Void Vision. But yeah, it's really, really cool. And that's it. That's all I have.
Before anybody says anything, yes, we're adding something from the Talking Heads. We are.
Are we?
But I
Do
think,
you agree with
yeah,
it?
because I think so, because I think they're new wave pioneers. I think we should include it in the beginning.
I feel like
I
they're
don't
more
know,
like
like,
art.
should
They're
we,
art
yeah,
house. Like they're art.
should we do an art rock episode? Like, I think it's fitting for
We
us.
could. No, we do. No, we definitely could. I think it is
We could
pretty
do art
close.
rock, college rock.
We could just do art rock. College rock
Yeah.
is so, like,
That's where
so.
they would be. But then again, so would REM, I think, would be in there too.
Yeah, R.E.M. would be in there too. But that'd be more like college rock.
Yeah. I don't know. I think we should consider like an
See,
art
okay,
rock.
R.E.M. is college rock, whereas what's that one band? The B-52s are art rock.
They're on my list too, because they're
Art
technically new
rock?
wave.
Oh, they are. Okay, well, they're art rock. Would they be art rock or new wave more? That's interesting.
Yeah, they're new wave.
I like them. I
I
do.
like them. I love them. I think
I
maybe
love them. Let's do art rock.
we should do an art rock episode. And
Of course.
if you guys don't like it, well,
Too
yeah, we
bad.
don't
Don't
care. We don't
listen.
care.
All five of you, write a petition.
Yeah.
Exercise your vote, okay? What did we learn?
We're
Democracy doesn't
just,
exist.
if
Just kidding.
at all, and
It's a dinatatorship. And Billy's.
here's the thing, I'm sorry, this isn't a democracy. This is our
It is a
podcast.
democracy,
We put
isn't
out
it?
what we want.
That's right. It's a tatership. It's a tatership, and we're the two taters. This is so dumb. It's because I think I just took cold medication.
Oh
I
God.
don't know. Who knows?
Stop. Stop. I'm on a muscle relaxer.
Ooh, you know
Yes.
what? I swear to God, we know what's going on with each other when we're on drugs. Maybe this should just like, just kidding. Just kidding.
No,
Listen,
I
unless my mom
don't
ever listens. My mom is not going to listen, but.
I have major back pain that I've had
Oh
it for like a week.
no. Take a bath. Can you take a bath? Like, I
Every
mean,
day.
yeah, soak. No, I was like, soak yourself. Soak yourself. And Epsom salt is what I'm saying. I don't mean you don't bathe. I'm saying take care of your body. I know you're a clean person. I understand that. Somebody's got to take us out. This is too much. And you know what? I have to go to like a going away dinner tonight at 9 o'clock.
What are you gonna
Something fabulous, of course, in black. Come on. A fur, for sure. I'm gonna wear a fur. But
you
yeah.
need to send me a pic.
Oh, of course, I will send you a pic. I'll because I just don't want to. I don't like posting online, but yeah, I'll send you a little. I'll send you a snap of it.
I think, seriously, sometimes like I feel like walking away completely and then I get sucked back in. I don't know what to say.
I
Like
just don't know if I just don't know if I want to share. Like my life isn't cool, and I'm okay with that. I love that it's not
I
cool.
love that it's not cool.
I love that it's not cool, and I don't need to make it. I don't need to pretend that it's cool either. Like it's not cool. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I'm just gonna show you food. So if my side
oh
gets
God.
boring very quick, it's
No,
just
a
gonna
lot
get
of
boring
people
very
like
quick.
food. A lot of people like food. I don't cook. Oh, I did cook recently though. I made kari, which is an Iraqi dish, and it was
You
good. I just
did?
didn't have. I did. I have to. I'll send you photo. Well, I don't have any photos, but
This is
I'll
so
send.
funny because I'm trying to make stuffed cabbage.
Yum! I
But
love.
I'm trying to replicate the way my grandmother made it, because she made the best grape leaves, she made the best
Yeah.
stuffed cabbage, and
Yeah.
it's hard, man. You really break up the cabbage leaves. Like how do you stop the cabbage leaves
See,
from breaking apart on you?
but you kind of want them broken because you're going to be taking out the spine of them anyways because you don't want that part when you're like chewing
When you're
it.
chewing on them. But
Yeah.
like I've seen like some people have these beautiful
Well, you know
large
what you should
leaves.
do? Just boil them, boil it whole.
Yeah. Okay.
Boil the whole head. Yeah.
I'll try it. It just
Like, well,
seems like it seems like a disaster though.
as if I cook every fucking day. Okay, let me just put it out there. I barely cook. Like I'm giving people, I love it. I love it because I give people advice about cooking. I don't cook. I barely cook.
Who cooks, Chris?
No, I mean we cook for ourselves. Like he
You
doesn't.
cook for
He's a,
yourself.
yeah, because he eats like okay. He's a
Heats in
type A
odd
diabetic.
hours. Yeah.
No, he's a diabetic who's also plant-based.
Okay.
So
Yeah.
like very very restrictive, food. Like he can't. He'll eat meat and dairy products, like if we're out at a restaurant. But the best part of this whole thing, the funny bit, is that when I first became a vegetarian, he used to make fun of me. And he's like, how are you getting your protein? How are you getting your protein? I'm like, it's really none of your business how I get my protein. Then he read a comic book that was discussing all of the horrendous ways that animals are treated. And that's when he became plant-based. And now he makes fun of me because I eat meat. He's like, you should just go. Like, I cannot win with this man.
No, it's just,
So I just tell him, like, you know
I
what?
think
Like, you're an
everything
adult.
in moderation, seriously, it's okay. It's okay. I mean, I don't know. I could probably give up meat, but I'll miss having burgers. Like, I would really be really sad, like, if I can't have a burger.
I
And the
mean, the
cheaper, the
reason,
better.
oh God, yeah, like an In-N-Out, please, it's the best.
Oh,
But the
my
reason I gave
God.
up meat wasn't, I don't care. This is never about my health. Like, if you know me, you know, first and foremost, I don't care when I, like, I don't care about my health. What I gave it up for was for animals, and that's why I feel
Oh.
bad. Yeah, that's why I'm just like, I feel like a bad human because, you know, these
Yeah.
animals are adorable. But anyways, what are you gonna do? Steaks are good. What's your favorite burger spot in Miami?
Am dying to go to In-N-Out, but there's none here.
In-N-Out
So
is the
I
best.
will settle for like a Five Guys, because to me
Different,
they
but
have
yeah.
that
They're both flat patties, but they're a
flat,
bit different.
exactly. Exactly.
Yeah,
They're a
they're
bit
both
different.
they're a
Like,
bit
you could
different.
go to a nicer restaurant. I probably won't order the burger, even though it's excellent, because I like a cheap burger.
Yeah.
I'm a cheap
So,
date. Take me out for a burger. It's okay.
yeah, no, I do. I love, like, I, okay, so In-N-Out is like the top. But then if I was living in Michigan still, there's this place in Royal Oak called Lil Bros, and they make like sliders. And it is the
Yes, those are
best
great. And I
drama
didn't like
food.
White Castle. Like,
No,
I've
White
had
Castle's
them in
not
New
good.
York, but
No.
they're all right. I mean, I'll eat it, but no, it's not
Oh,
my
I'll eat
favorite.
any. Yeah, I'll eat it
We'll
for
eat it.
sure. I'll eat it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, burgers are so good.
They're so good. Oh, can we talk about this, like, Madonna being sued for being late?
So,
What the
yeah, this is
hell?
interesting. So, like, it is okay. Here, my, because I saw a lot of people talking about this. Something that is like out of the hands of Madonna and the team. Like, if it's the production isn't going on, the lighting, there's, you know, safety issues, I get it. But also, I don't think it is respectful to your audience if you're just being an artist and you're like, yeah, no, I want to make people wait.
No, she does this. She
That
does this all
that's
the time. A friend,
disrespectful.
my best friend went to see her a few years ago. This might have been the Madame X tour.
Yeah.
I don't know, but she showed up 2.5 hours late, Dina. And the first thing she says, "I know I'm late, but I'm your queen, and you
I'm
wait for your
sorry.
queen." I'm like, lady,
I'm sorry. This
ma'am.
is the same thing. You know what?
I
She
mean,
is really like, okay, first of all, she can't even sing.
no, I would wait, probably. Well, of course you're going to wait because you spend a fortune on these tickets
Yeah.
and you're already there and you're not going anywhere. But
Right.
they made a very good case that, yeah, these are workers. Like, if you don't have a car, how are you going to get home? And like, there's a lot of things that go along
And
with
it's
this person being
disrespectful. It's
2 and 3 hours
dis
late.
yeah, it's disrespectful. Also, everybody's standing primarily. So people are standing at your concert and they're standing for 2 hours. Sorry about the tippy toes. I'm in the room with my animals and they're all
Oh,
purring and
I can't
walking.
hear.
Okay.
How cute.
Okay. Just like, but like, you know, if somebody has it, just it's rude. And I think this is a good way to remind artists that they're not gods, whatever they think they are, they're people, and this is their job. And just like it's my job to do X, Y, and Z, and if I'm late, I'm held accountable. I don't ever want to like crowd the artist, but at the same time, like, relax, bro. Like,
Yeah, but two
you know what I'm saying? Like,
hours?
relax. Like, that's a thing too, because you've heard of Lauryn Hill doing it. Like, that's crazy. Like, I don't want to see these people if they're going to be 2 hours late. What's the point?
I wouldn't, the thing is, I wouldn't now, but I would probably wait for the Drown, like, to me, her best concert, which I saw it on HBO, but it was the Drown World Tour, where she sang songs from Music and American Life.
Right.
I think that's it. Like, w you really don't need to see her in concert after that. And
No, that's right.
like, I don't know. I don't know. Have you been to a
That
concert where like the performer was extremely late?
the only thing I can remember recently is I went to see a DJ, and DJs, especially in Chicago, usually go on much later. Like they go on around like midnight. And Chris and I got there around like 10, and we didn't really realize, like, we just forgot. We forgot. And I was like, oh, there's an opening DJ that we made who's fine. But then I'm like, I don't think I can even, like, I'm not going to be able to see this DJ because, like, we're both so tired. So we just left. But it wasn't the artist's fault. It was like us because we forgot that we're not cool. And, like, we didn't nap before.
No disco nap. I had an experience and it was really tragic.
What?
It was kind of an hour late, but turns out they ended up canceling the whole show. So we were waiting for an hour after the opening band, but it turns out that one of the crew members, probably a stagehand or someone that handled the spotlights, a spotlight
Yeah,
operator,
right.
plunged to his death.
Oh, Millie.
And in an hour, like finally, someone makes an announcement like we have to cancel the show. We'll be refunding everybody your money. And
What concert was it?
that was part of David Bowie's last tour.
Oh no. Oh no, you missed it.
Yep.
That's sad.
And I've never seen him live because he stopped touring after that. It was in 04. I'm blocking it out. That's a really bad memory.
Yeah.
I was so close, Dina. I was so close. And immediately he stopped touring after that.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah, but I mean, I do feel bad for the stagehand that died. I'm sorry,
Yeah.
but we didn't know what it was at the time, and we ended up finding out later on the news, I guess.
Oh,
But
that's so sad.
it's so sad. It's so sad. But
I hate that.
yeah,
Oh
it
man.
wasn't meant to be. It wasn't meant to be.
Yeah, but I think no, but I think that like the venue, if it's just the artist being an artist, the venue does have a right to kind of, because they're probably not getting overtime. They're probably not
No.
unionized either. So it's like you're spitting
No,
on
they're.
everybody that's setting up your show and keeping you safe and keeping your fans safe. Like, come on. It's
No,
not
they
a,
were totally justified. I mean,
Yeah, I think so.
yeah. Yeah. What'd you listen to today?
Nothing. Just like li re-listening to my playlist for the show. That's about it. What about you?
The last artist was Nisi Blues, 1111. I just like to leave her playing. I've been in such an odd mood that I just want music that I could just get lost in.
Oh.
I recommend it. It's very, I would say spiritual. And I guess if you need that right about now, her album
Yeah.
is Exit Simulation. It's pretty new. It was released a few months ago, but
I'll
I
have to
like
check
it.
it out. Okay. I'll
Yeah.
check it out. All right. Thanks again for spending time with us on this episode. We look forward to hearing your thoughts and requests. Feel free to reach out to us via our Twitter, TikTok, or Instagram. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.